this week on the Time Bat Show.
So the entry level in pigeon ownership sounds to me like just grab one from the street and then
I don't want a street pigeon.
Work your way up.
Diseases.
No, you got to work your way up. You don't know if this is like going to be a new hobby for you yet. You know, you don't want to throw all your eggs in one basket and be like, "Oh yeah, I want the gold Mercedes pigeon." Like, get yourself an entry level one, and then if you like it in 6 months, then you're like, "Okay, now I can upgrade to a better pigeon." Hello everyone and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 46. I'm your host, Time Asis.
And I'm your host, Bat Snacks.
And it's episode 46 of the Time Bat Show on this lovely Thursday evening. How are things with you, my friend?
Things are good with me. This is my first podcast in a new living environment. I have switched apartments.
Oh, switched apartment. I don't know why I'm doing like early morning radio host.
No, that's good. That's good. Like, oh, he switched.
So which department? Yeah. And then we have like sound bites. Ka-ching! Saving that money or something. I think we should do an entire episode like early morning radio DJs.
Yes.
You know what I mean? The issue with that is I would need to find some kind of soundboard that I can integrate into my computer somehow.
We could just use our mouths for the sounds.
Oh, good idea.
Just like exactly like we just did it.
You know what we should do? We always talk about an intern, right? Mm-hmm. We get an intern. But like they have to either live near you or me, one or the other. And then they come over for that episode, and then we give them a microphone, and they're our sound effects.
Oh, so, like, I just write on a sheet of paper, like, bang, or boom.
Yes.
You tell them. Kapow.
You give them direction. And then, yes. So I would be like, oh, you're saving that money! And then you would go.
Cha-ching!
Exactly like that, or whatever. Yeah. So that's our intern. If you want to apply for the Time Bat Show internship program, it's unpaid, but you get a lot of exposure, and you get a lot of good experience. You can apply, send your resume and cover letter to Time Bats How, contact@timebatshow.com.
Yeah.
Please. We get
and you
a
have
lot.
To be willing to relocate if you're not.
Yes, you have you to know, either be willing to relocate to North Florida or Central Texas.
Yes.
Either way. But it is unpaid. But you'll get a lot of exposure. And, you know, bear in mind we're inundated with resumes all the time, so it might take us a while to respond.
To get back with you.
We get like 200 a day. Easily. Don't you think?
Yeah.
We just haven't found the right person yet. It's tough out there looking for an intern. You know. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
All right, moving on. How's what's up with you? Anything new?
So I had a funny story this week that I can share on this podcast.
All right, on the spot like that?
Yes. So
how's your new place? Just give me like a really quick rundown.
It's good. It's better than my other place. I like it more.
Are you paying more or less?
It is less.
Ooh, cha-ching!
Cha-ching!
But what?
Saving money.
Cha-ching! Oh, yeah! All right, I'm done. I'm sorry.
Do you remember Smash TV when the announcer guy was like,
yes,
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Cha-ching!
That's me.
That's a great game. Anyway, sorry. It's cheaper, but... You were going to say.
But it's less noisy.
That's not a but. That's good.
I know, but that's... Yes, I said it was better.
You said it's cheaper, but it's less noisy. Like, less noisy is a bad thing. Oh. So it's better all around.
More correct.
It's better all around.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad.
There's less pools, but I don't really go to the pool anyway, really.
You had multiple pools in your old place?
Yeah, the old place had, like, 9 pools for some reason.
Good lord. That's crazy.
And there didn't need to be that many pools.
You just have pools all up the wazoo in Florida, huh?
Yeah.
Just there's pool, only two here's pools a pool, there's here, a pool,
but
here's a pool.
I only need one.
Who needs more than one pool? I don't understand why you need so many pools.
Maybe you can do like a pool tour.
A pool
one afternoon.
A pool flight. You can
walk around to all pools. Yeah, a pool flight. You can walk around to all the pools.
Mm-hmm. Sample all the pools.
Yeah.
Like, this pool was an A minus, but this pool was an A plus.
You know? The other one, though, that one is a little salty. Didn't really...
B sharp. No. Yeah. I don't know.
B sharp.
Maybe it's for, like, if there's a lot of people in the apartment complex, and they're all going to the pool, like, hey, we got another pool in case this pool's packed. Right?
Yeah. I mean, it probably makes sense. Like, you're going to go to the pool closest to you. You want to saturate people into
the... You kind of got to figure with those, like, multiple pool apartment complexes that, like, one pool is going to be, like, their flagship pool.
Yeah.
That they show all the people that they give the tour to.
That's definitely the case.
And then the other ones are just, like, the shitty pools that no one wants to go to. You know, they're like, damn it, the good pool's full. We got to go to the bad pool. I'm like, Dad, I don't want to go to the bad pool. It's like, well, that's all we got. You know? Dad, but it has leaves and bugs everywhere. It's like, it's tough luck. That's how it's going to be. It's either that or no pool.
You know what? I bet you they sell people on that, too. Because I've never lived next to the best pool.
Me neither.
The lady always just told me, like, there's a pool nearby. I bet you if I had had a unit that was close to the good pool...
To the good pool.
She would have been like, by the way, this is the best pool.
You're near the good pool. Yeah, like, if you're going to buy a place that's near the pool, the good pool, they'll tell you. Otherwise, they'll be like, oh, we have a pool. Or they'll give you a tour, and they'll show you the good pool. They'll
show you the good pool.
But then they'll just pretend that there's the other pools.
I think they did that. I think that's what they did to me.
They always do that.
They showed me the good pool.
They're tricky like that, those apartment people. They'll also show you, like, if they don't have the room available yet, they'll be like, oh, here's this apartment. It's like our model, and it's like really nice. It's going to
be just like yours.
It's going to be exactly the same, and it's never exactly the same. Never, ever, ever. No. We could talk about, like, terrible apartment stories all day, because I've lived in my fair share of bad apartments. But you were about to tell us a story about your week, so I don't want to hold you up.
So I've been thinking about getting companion animals of some sort.
Okay, sure.
For a while. Mm-hmm. And I think I've decided that I want to get pigeons.
Pigeons?
Yes.
That's such a weird... I mean, I'm not judging, but it's just a weird...
There's a logic to it. Like, I want birds.
Okay.
You know I like birds. And
I do.
But the problem with birds in apartment complexes is...
It's a bird in an apartment complex.
Yes, birds are really loud.
Sure.
Pigeons, though, they're really quiet.
Are they?
I didn't know that. Yeah, they barely make any noise. Mm-hmm. So, I want to get some pigeons. And I saw a Mike Tyson documentary where he had some really cool show pigeons that were, like, golden.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I want some of the gold pigeons.
Aren't those, like, the expensive ones, though?
Yeah, but, you know, if you're going to get a pigeon, you might as well...
Might as well get a golden show pigeon. Get
the BMW of pigeons.
So how much would a golden show pigeon run you?
I'm not sure. I haven't checked.
What's your, like, upper limit on pigeon pricing?
I'm not going to pay more than probably... A couple $100 for a pigeon.
Yeah. That's a lot of money for a pigeon.
Yeah.
I mean, you could go to New York and get a pigeon for free. You know?
They won't be gold pigeons.
You could just go out in the street, take like a trash bag, scoop them up. You got a pigeon now. Congrats.
Yeah.
You go to any major city, really, and find a pigeon for free.
I want one that was kind of raised by humans, though, so that it'll be friendly. Yeah.
I mean, street pigeons are friendly if you give them food. Just bring, like, loaves of bread everywhere.
Drop them in a trash bag and bring them to your apartment.
It'll be fine. That's probably how Mike Tyson gets his pigeons.
No, he has lots of money. He can buy fancy pigeons.
I bet his first pigeon was a street pigeon.
That's a fact.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, he trapped his first pigeon and he's like, you're mine now.
He actually learned how to fight from pigeons. I know a lot about
that's
Mike Tyson.
That's completely a lie. That is not true.
No, here's what happened. He got his first pigeon.
From the street.
From the street. And the bully on the block came and killed his pigeon.
That's horrible.
He got really mad and beat that bully up.
Uh-huh. And then he decided to be a fighter.
Yep.
Wow, this is intense.
So see, you should start. So the entry level in pigeon ownership, it sounds to me like just grab one from the street and then
I don't want a street pigeon.
Work your way up.
Diseases.
No, you got to work your way up. You don't know if this is like going to be a new hobby for you yet. You know, you don't want to throw all your eggs in one basket and be like, "Oh yeah, I want the gold Mercedes pigeon." Like, get yourself an entry-level one, and then if you like it in 6 months, then you're like, okay, now I can upgrade to a better pigeon. You
know? That's so funny.
What? I'm serious.
I don't want a street pigeon, though. They have bugs and stuff. I don't know. They can get sick.
I feel like that's just, like, good for your character as, a, like, an animal owner, though. Like, you'll learn all the shitty stuff, and then you'll be prepared for the future.
You get, like, a bad one first.
Yeah, so, like, when you do get that golden pigeon years down the road, it's, like, the best pigeon ever, and you're like, this is an amazing pet, you know? Whereas if you got the golden pigeon now, like, everything it does that's annoying, you'd be like, this thing was freaking $300, and it's pooping everywhere and being annoying. But if you had a street pigeon, you're like, oh, this is, like, nothing compared to the street pigeon, you know? That's my 2 cents, you know. I think
I'm going to go with a nice pigeon.
All right, get the nice pigeon first. I guess that's okay.
But anyway, my story concerns, called...
Oh, we haven't even got to the story yet.
No, I haven't even gotten to the story.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
The funny part of the story is I actually called a bird rescue.
Okay.
And I talked to the lady there, the bird lady.
The bird lady, yeah.
And I'm never calling there again.
What happened?
Okay, so... I had a feeling that the bird people would be a little crazier than normal people, and I'm usually okay with, you know.
Yeah, I kind of assume that about bird people as well, sure.
The bird lady was a little too much for me.
All right, what happened?
So I called, and I was like, hey, you guys do adoptions? Mm-hmm. She's like, what do you mean? No, we're bird rescue. You have any sick birds?
What?
No. Like, no. What? It's like, I'm looking to get some pet pigeons. She was like, you're not going to hurt them, are you?
What?
I was like, at that point, I know that, like, this conversation is not going real well.
You're not going to hurt them?
I was like, what are you talking about? Of course not. I just want a pet pigeon. She was like, we had a man, and he had a pigeon that he used to race. You've heard about the pigeon races, right?
Yeah.
And he said that pigeon was a loser, so he killed the pigeon.
Oh my God.
She's telling me all of this.
What the hell?
And I'm like,
I feel like they have the wrong person answering their phones.
She just started telling me, like, horrible stories about pigeon abuse, and I decided that
Lord.
I didn't want to deal with that.
You're like, I gotta go, bye.
Yeah. She was like, can you call me back in 2 hours? I can see if we got any pigeons I can give you.
And you're like, pass.
Like, no, I'm good. I don't want your pigeons.
So, do they do adoption there?
I don't know. I'm never calling there again.
It's hard to say because she came off very, like, abrasive.
Yeah.
Where do they... I mean, if they're an animal rescue, the only other option they have is, like, they resuscitate and then, like, release back into the wild, but...
Yeah.
I mean, rescue to me sounds more like, oh, we take abused pets and then give them homes with other people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, this was, I looked at their website, it looked like a place that you would call if you, I don't know, didn't like
wanted to adopt a pet.
Yeah.
Or wanted to, you know, give your pet away.
Yeah, she said that she might have some pigeons that she can get me, but I don't know, I didn't want to.
They're probably all pigeons that man used. The racing pigeons. I can call. I can call right now if you want me to.
No, I don't think you should.
Are we ready for that yet? I don't think we've hit that part of the show life cycle where we're doing live calls on the air. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I did say we were like morning radio this the beginning, but I don't think we're that far yet. I've always had like a, I don't know, I feel like it's rude to put someone on the spot like that, you know?
Yeah, like, by the way, you're live on the Time Bat Show.
That's rude. Yeah, the world-famous Time Bat Show, starring Time Aces and Pastex.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about the pigeon, crazy pigeon lady. That's rough.
It's okay. I'm going to find a different place to get pigeons.
Whenever I hear about pigeons, I think of the woman from Home Alone 2.
Yeah, that's me later in life.
That's what you. That's who you want to be?
Yes.
At like 50 or 60 or whatever? Like yes. That's who
I'm going to be the pigeon man.
Yeah. Not like a homeless pigeon lady. Pigeon man.
Yeah, like really like dirty.
And you and you rescue like a young boy who was separated from his parents by releasing pigeons on like two criminals.
And I seem really scary at first, but if you get to know me,
you know the city like the back of your hand.
Yeah.
Because the pigeons, you can like see through the way they see.
Yeah.
You know.
It's supernatural pigeon power.
Supernatural
powers.
Pigeon power. In that movie, that woman knew all like the places to go in the city.
I'm pretty sure she could control the pigeons too, because she have the pigeons attack the two burglars?
She did, yeah. She like let him go and they like got him. They like attacked him. But she knew all like the places.
That was a really scary scene, actually. There's like hundreds of pigeons attacking those two men.
It was scary. Pigeons are dangerous, man. I would not recommend getting one now. I'm just kidding. You can do whatever you want. But I just found it weird that she could do that. And not only that, she like knew where all the pigeons were. Like, even if they flew away, she's like, oh, I'm going to see the pigeons. Like, where are they? It's like, oh, well, they go different places, but I know everywhere they go. It's like, how do you find out where the pigeons live? Like, there's like this church balcony or something. Like an attic. And I remember she, like, chilled out in there. Like, it's a church, and she doesn't own it, and somehow she can, like, get through the back way to get up to, like, the church.
She's like a squatter in the church.
How did she find that place?
Just let her live there?
Did they let her? They probably don't even know she lives there. Like, how does one do that? Like, I don't get it. Like, you see other homeless people, and they're, like, on the side of the road because they got nowhere to go. Pigeon lady's living the high life in, like, the attic of a church with a bunch of pigeons. She's like, I'm living like a queen.
You know how? Because the pigeons told her about that.
The pigeons told me about this sweet attic that no one checks, and I can just live here forever and get, like, the pigeons can, like, swoop down into the kitchen, like, get food and bring it back up to her.
That would be gross. I wouldn't eat after a pigeon, but she can.
She can. She's a pigeon lady. When you hit 50, 60, and you're full pigeon man, you won't care.
Yeah.
You'll be one with those pigeons. You'll probably eat the little pigeon food, like, too, you know?
Just, like, while I'm feeding the pigeons, I'll just pop some in my mouth, just because, why not?
Or to, like, be, like, a taste test, like, well, it's too salty for the pigeons or something. Like, I need to get another batch or something like that.
If I wouldn't eat it, I'm not feeding it to my pigeons. Don't people say that about, like,
yes,
cat food?
Yes, exactly. If I can't eat it, then my pigeons ain't gonna like it. Yeah. I hope you get a pigeon. Please let us know if you do. Because we would like to know about pigeon ownership. I've never known anyone who's had a pigeon, and I don't think I ever will other than you. So please inform us.
I think I'm going to get two, and I will let you know when I do.
What are you going to name them? That reminds me of a question. But anyway, what are you going to name them? Because you have to have, like,
decided.
Two good names.
Yeah, I have to think of two really cool names.
Are they going to be a male and a female? You could do, like, Jack and Diane.
No, that's not going to be that.
Dick
name.
And Jane, Adam and Eve. I don't know. Think of two good names.
Yeah, you could have, like, a cool couple.
Mythical bird names. Like Phoenix and Quetzalcoatl.
But they're like pigeons, though.
Oh, that would be the best pigeon names, though. Yeah. They're just like dumb-looking pigeons. Like
Leviathan. Quetzalcoatl.
Leviathan the pigeon. And he's just sitting there like dumb, like just big,
dumb as a
dumb
rock,
eyes,
not doing anything.
Pecking his, like, shit, you know, whatever. And it's like, it's Leviathan the pigeon.
That would be a really cool pigeon name, actually.
Speaking of shit, I have a very interesting story that happened to me this week.
My favorite stories.
I would share it with you. It has to do with our favorite topic here in the Time Bet Show. Do you know what that is? Do you know what topic that is?
I do. Bathrooms.
What? It's the bathroom. See, you didn't even know what the story is, and you can just read my thoughts already.
Yeah.
It's because I said shit, isn't it?
Yes.
That's fine. Okay, so this week, it's working like I normally do. and I happen to need to use the restroom.
Okay.
In a lengthier way than normal, if you will. Okay. You know, the thing that you don't really want to do at work, but sometimes you have to, right?
Yeah, everyone, you're not given, you don't have the option.
You don't have the choice, you know? Yeah. Like, everyone's been there. It's okay. It happens. So I go into the bathroom.
Yes.
And this specific bathroom has three stalls.
Okay.
And so I walk down to investigate the stalls. First stall, locked. Someone's in it. Next stall, locked. Someone's also in it. Third stall, which is the larger stall. You know, it's like usually like a handicap kind of stall. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I guess I'll go here. It's fine. So I go in the stall. And, you know, the longer stall is like the toilet is kind of against the wall. Like kind of in the corner.
Yeah, not so, to interrupt, but...
What?
All right, so I have a thought already. So right. the two bathrooms that are not the big, nice one are mm-hmm. occupied. That tells me yeah. something about the big and nice one. There must be something wrong.
You're getting ahead of ourselves yes. here. So I go into the stall, and before I walk over to the toilet, I close the door and I lock it, mm-hmm. okay? And then I walk over to the toilet, and I look into the toilet, and unfortunately, there's something wrong with this stall. And you can probably guess what that means using the context of the story. Yes. So I'm like, well, shit, I can't use the bathroom here, obviously. So I'm going to leave. Now, as I am walking back out, I hear the stall to the next left, to the left of me, the second stall, open up and someone washes hand and leave. So I'm like, great, I'll just go to the second stall. So I unlock the door now and I open it. And as I open the door, the person that was leaving the second stall exits the bathroom, and a new person enters the bathroom.
Okay.
And that person makes direct eye contact with me as I'm leaving this stall. And I'm like, damn it.
You are screwed.
So now I'm like, okay, if I get in the second stall quick enough, he'll know that I was trying to go to the bathroom and I didn't go to the bathroom in the third stall and I'm jumping into the second stall, right?
Yes.
That makes sense. So I do that really quick. I jump into the second stall and I lock the door and I close it and I just wait. And then I hear the footsteps, and I don't like do anything, I just wait. And I hear his footsteps go over to the side, and then he like walks into the third stall, and he obviously sees what's going on, and he just leaves the bathroom. Like he just leaves. And I'm like, okay, I think I'm clear. I think that guy doesn't think I caused the mess, but it's hard to say at this point. So then I'm like, well, I'm good now, I'm in the second stall, everything's fine. I look over to my right, and there's no toilet paper in the second stall. So I'm like, well, shit. I know there was toilet paper in the third stall because I was just in there. So I'm going to quickly go over there into the third stall, grab some toilet paper, and then get back into the second stall. So I unlock the door, I leave, and I go into the third stall. And for some reason, I close the door. I don't know why. I just do, okay? And then I grab the toilet paper. And as I take the toilet paper and open the third stall, someone else comes into the bathroom and, like, makes direct eye contact with me again.
Do
and
they
I
panic. See you with the toilet
then paper? They see me with the toilet paper coming out of the third stall, and I completely panic, and I throw the toilet paper back into the stall because I don't even want to, like, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. So then I, like, don't want to go in the second stall because I don't want this person to think I'm, like, I don't know. I'm not thinking really straight. So I just go to the sink and I start washing my hands, like really hard, like really hardcore washing my hands, like head down. And then that person goes into the second stall, sees there's no toilet paper, then goes to the third stall, sees the mess, walks past me, and then like looks at me intently as I'm washing my hands. And I like don't make eye contact because I'm like putting my head down. But like I could tell he was making like eye daggers. Like directly at me, and then he leaves. And at that point, I'm so flustered that I just exit the bathroom. I don't even like try to do anything else. I'm just like I leave, and I take like a 5 minute walk onto the to the other side of the building, and use the bathroom over there. And that was
that's the best story I've ever heard.
The story of the poopy bathroom, as told by me. So now potentially two people at my office. Think I am the kind of person that utilizes a toilet and then destroys it.
And then, if you will, one of them might think you're the kind of person that takes the toilet paper out of the bathroom and just like throws it.
After making like a terrible mess in the toilet. Oh, that guy probably thinks I'm a, like, awful human being.
He probably thinks you're real weird. Like,
like, he did this, and then he takes the toilet paper. Oh, man. I don't know why I threw the toilet paper. I panicked. I didn't know what to do. I was like, I don't want this guy thinking that I made this mess, so I have to make it look like I'm not... I don't know. I just panicked. I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah, what can you do, really?
I should have jumped back in the second stall, but I threw the toilet paper back, so I couldn't. Ugh, it was stupid. I should have just kept the toilet paper and then gotten to the second stall, and then he would have gotten to the third stall and realized what happened. Maybe he would put two and two together. Maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe he would think that you're, like, going from bathroom to bathroom, just, like...
just making a mess.
Wrecking everything.
It's like my last day on the job or something. I'm like, I'm getting these bastards back or something, right?
Yeah. He's like, wow, that guy must be really angry.
That would be an amazing way.
He destroyed the first stall, took the toilet paper off, is destroying the second stall. He's on a rampage.
He's on a bathroom rampage. Oh, it's like a way a really disgruntled employee would, like, get back at their company.
Yeah.
It's like, damn it, they're firing me. Not on my watch. Oh my god. Whew, so that was my really awkward story of the week. I feel like I have one of those every week, but this one, like, as it was happening, I was like, this is horrible.
I walked to the other building where I know that there's a bathroom that never gets used because of experiences like that.
Yeah, it's just the bathroom is such an awkward place.
Okay, so you have actual stalls where you work.
Yes,
we have a bathroom that's just a single bathroom with one door. Like, there's only one toilet in there.
Yeah,
and that's the one that a lot of people share.
Mm.
So you've got one choice. If that one bathroom
is
like toilet area is messed up, you're out of luck.
Yeah, like you're done. And then the other thing about that is, like, if you're leaving that bathroom and you made a mess, the next person that's waiting knows it's you.
If there was a mess when you went in there and you leave having not made it any worse.
Oh, that's the worst. See, that's
you leave, yeah. And they're going to be like, it was
look
him.
At you. That happens to me more frequently than you would think.
And like, there's another thing, too. This drives me nuts. This is why I can't use this bathroom, like, the real reason. Mm-hmm. So, when you have to use the bathroom for longer than, you know...
yeah.
You need a little bit of time.
When you need a little bit of time, sure.
So, people are constantly coming and going, trying to get into this bathroom.
Sure, they're, like, shaking the handle and stuff.
Yeah, they shake the handle. Mm-hmm. But there are people that... They'll shake the handle, and then after that, they know it's locked. After that, they'll knock. And they want you to, like...
Respond.
While you're trying to, like, you're trying to have some peace.
You're trying to pass a thing. Yeah.
And that gives me really bad anxiety. Like, someone's yanking on the door. It's like someone's trying
what's going on in there?
And I'm like, you know I'm in here. I shouldn't need to respond. Like, you can just take a hint. The like, are you door only locks from the inside.
Are you taking a shit in there?
He's like, hey, is someone in there? And you have to respond, like, yes, just 1 minute. I don't
know. But it's not 1 minute. It's like, yeah, I'm in here. But you can't be like, it's going to be a while. But, you know, I don't know. And then it's like, okay, now I need to finish really fast.
Yeah.
But this is such a gross thing to talk about. But, like, at the same time, like you can't be like, it's going to be a while, friend. Like, that's weird. But at the same time, like, you can't be hurried at this point. It's you're in the bathroom. You've claimed it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just an awkward situation. The person that knocks on the door and asks, like, hey, what's going on in there? Is the same kind of person that when you, like, at the urinal, they, like, lean over and they're like, how's it going? And you're like, I don't want to talk to you right now. Like,
are you doing?
This is not the place or the time to talk to me, to have a conversation with me. Man, bathrooms are the worst.
Yeah.
I feel like we should have a rule. When you enter a bathroom, it becomes like a no-talking zone, and you can't even make eye contact with people. You don't even say hello. If you see someone that's walking out of the bathroom, or walking into the bathroom if you're leaving that you know, you don't even nod and acknowledge them. You just walk by. Like, don't even acknowledge them. Like, it's just a room and we're pretending it doesn't exist for all intents and purposes.
Nothing that happens in that room actually happens.
Yes. It's like Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Everything that happens in the bathroom stays in the bathroom. So if you saw someone going out of a stall with toilet paper into another stall and then throwing the toilet paper back in the first stall, then that doesn't mean anything, okay? Don't take that knowledge out of the bathroom. It stays there. Don't spread some weird rumors across the company about this person making a mess everywhere. Because you don't know all the facts. You don't know all those facts. Anyway, bathrooms. What are you going to do? Our favorite topic here on the Time Bet Show. I feel like we talk about the bathroom every other episode.
Well, it's a problem. The bathroom is a problem. It's one of the biggest ones.
I want to write, like, a book about bathrooms.
Yeah.
Like, a whole book. Like, I feel like there's not a lot of criticism, formal academic criticism about bathrooms.
Yeah.
And I feel like there should be, right?
Like, that should be a whole field of ethics.
I agree. Like, bathroom ethics.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, literally, that's a class or something. Or a branch of physics. Ethics. Bathroom ethics. The ethics.
There are unethical bathroom users.
Of bathrooms. You
need to learn these.
There are so many unethical bathroom users. I feel like the bathroom is kind of like the highway. And then it, like, brings out people's true colors, you know?
Can we focus on that sentence?
What? What sentence?
A bathroom is sort of like a highway.
It is, though. But, like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, it brings exactly out
the
mean,
worst
yeah.
in people. Like, if you have a suspicion that someone is secretly an asshole, see what they do in the bathroom or see what they do on the highway, and then you'll have your answer.
Yeah.
Because that's like a person's true nature. How they act there. You know? Especially because that's like how considerate are they of other people? Do they think about anything other than their immediate needs as a human being? You know? Do they pee all over the toilet seat and then just walk away?
Do they write obscenities on the wall, or do they...
Yeah, exactly.
Are they the kind of person that just doesn't flush because they're just anarchists, or why do
you... Like, why don't you flush? Do what's so hard about it? I don't understand. I have another gross bathroom story that I can't share. I have to save it for the next episode, but we can't do this too much because we have... Our listeners, they're dropping like flies right now, right? They're just like, we can't do this anymore. Like,
I mean, we're at minute 33 and it's just bathrooms so far.
It's like all bathroom. Our new slogan should be all bathroom all the time. it's we have a problem about talking about the bathroom.
Yeah.
And we can't stop talking. Like, we're digging a hole, and it just keeps going. And the sad thing is, we have an hour and however many minutes left. I could keep talking about bathrooms the entire time. Like, yes, I could. I literally could. Maybe we should just have an episode where we devote all of it to bathrooms.
It's the bathroom episode.
And then we just make that very clear, like, going in. So, like, you know, hey, everyone, this is the bathroom episode. If you don't want to hear anything about bathrooms... tune out, and then the next episode, we don't talk about bathrooms at all. And we do that, like, once every... I mean, we couldn't only do one episode, because we have more to say about bathrooms.
Yeah.
We do it, like, once every 2 months or something, to kind of get it out of our system.
Yeah. Just save, like, keep it pent up.
Save all the good bathroom stories for that one episode, and then let it all... All right, it's, like, 33 minutes. We have to move on from bathrooms... right now, go. Something else, go. Just anything, any other topic.
There was a picture going around.
There was a picture going around. What was the picture?
There was a picture of a man cutting his yard, and there was a tornado in the background.
Oh, yeah, I saw this, like, months ago. Like, a month ago. I thought this was, like, a Photoshop thing. Like, a funny meme thing that someone made.
Yeah, I thought
it
was a meme.
But, yeah, apparently it's a real thing that happened in Canada. Like, a guy actually was cutting his lawn while there's a tornado, like, on the horizon. Which, I don't have any rational explanation for that. Did he just not care or something like that? I guess. I mean,
did he just really want to cut his yard?
I read a quote.
That's his yard time. Nothing gets in the way of his yard.
He's
time.
Like, not no tornado's gonna. You're like, this is the only time in the next week I can cut my yard. Tornado be damned. I'm cutting this yard right now. Yeah. I saw a quote from him. Let me see if I can find it really quick. Because I read this story and I was like, this is a real story? What? Oh, the man says about the tornado, quote, "I was keeping an eye on it." As if, like, he was like, yeah, I see the tornado. I know it's there. I'm just keeping my eye on it as I cut my grass.
The thing about that, though, is in the picture, his back is turned to the tornado.
It is. So he doesn't know. And someone's taking the picture of him.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I think it was his wife, and she was like, you know, do you want to come inside? There's a there's a deadly tornado out there.
And he's like, nah, I'm good. Like, the weird thing is, like, why wouldn't this whole family, like, I don't know, get in, like, you know, get in the storm shelter or go in the bathroom or closet or something?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not just him. She's out there taking
a picture. No, exactly. Like, the dude's cutting the grass. The mom's like, cool, a tornado. My husband's cutting the grass. LOL. Let me snap a picture real quick.
I'll take a picture.
And post this on Instagram or whatever. And then, like, their nine-year-old's like, what are we doing? Like, don't worry. It's fine. Just watch cartoons. It's a tornado. No big deal. Like, I don't know. That just seems a little weird to me. Like, if there's a tornado that close to my house, I'd be like, all right, let's get in the closet or whatever, you know, the safest room.
You know, we need to get in the bathtub.
Get some beans and a candle and shit, you know, prepare. But they're like, yeah, we got time. I'll take a picture. You cut the grass, you know. I'll call my friend and have a good chat with her, and we'll just wait till this blows over. Right?
Maybe it's different if you're around tornadoes all the time. I mean, I feel like it shouldn't be because they're really dangerous, but in North Florida, for example, when there's hurricanes, a lot of people panic, but then a lot of people don't.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like me, I was just standing outside sort of during the thick of the last one. There were people outside playing soccer.
Was it a tornado? Or
it was a hurricane.
Oh, a hurricane, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a hurricane's kind of different, though. Because a hurricane is, like, over a large mass of land.
Yeah.
And the damage it's doing is, like, kind of, what's the word? It's kind of an incremental thing. Like, it builds up. Tornado's just, like, instantaneous. Like, you have a lot more warning with a hurricane. It's like, okay, storm's getting bad. Let me hunker down. With the tornado, it's like, oh, the tornado's coming this way, and we're dead. You know? Really quick. Yeah.
Like, the hurricane is more like an AoE target spell.
Yeah, a slow
the tornado AoE. Is more like single target, like,
right.
Blast damage.
Like, yeah, a big screw you up kind of thing.
Yeah.
I have another quote by the man. It says, after he says, I was keeping an eye on it, he says, it looks much closer if you look in the photo, but it was really far away. Well, not really far, far away, but it was far away from us. You can't see what I'm doing, but I'm putting my fingers up because, like, good work, guy. Yeah, it was really far. Well, it wasn't really far, but it was far enough that I wasn't worried about it. It was fine.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's seen that picture. It's not that far away.
No, it's pretty close. And it looks like he's smiling as he's cutting his lawn. Yeah. He's, like, wearing sunglasses. He's probably listening to some music or whatever. He's like, oh, yeah, I love this song, you know. As this tornado's happening. It's just weird. I thought this was a Photoshop. I thought it was just a funny Photoshop, but I don't know. People are nuts, I guess.
I don't know. That guy's great. I'm happy he did that.
Maybe he did it on purpose. Maybe he did it for the viral... the viral monies, right? The meme, so, like, money.
The tornado's coming. He's like, money. All right, I'm gonna get the lawnmower out. Everybody get ready.
Wife, you got the camera? All right, good.
You know, he runs outside for like 30 seconds and then runs back inside.
Puts his shades on because he's like, I need to look relaxed and cool and chill. So he, like, puts his sunglasses on. And it's like, all right, take it. Here's and if you'll thing. Note,
Oh, go ahead. The thing, though. I think in the picture, like, half of his lawn is already mowed.
Yeah, so that's the thing I was going to say. The picture I see, I don't see the lawn. It's cropped out of the photo.
Okay.
So, I mean, maybe there's another one where his lawn is actually visible, but in the photo I'm seeing, it's not.
Okay, so it's possible they did that intentionally.
It could be a staged photo. I never thought about that. The family really wanted that meme money, you know? All that money you get from being a meme on the internet? Meme money? No? Not funny? Okay, we can move on. I had one other thing that I wanted to talk about really quick before we got into questions. This is a similar work thing. We had this conversation like right before we started the show. I don't remember what brought it up, though. Oh, there was some... So, you know how we always do Reddit before the show? We always look at Reddit questions. Oh,
right. Okay.
And there's this acronym, like LPT or something. And I didn't know what it was. And I clicked the question. And it was like... The question was phrased like, what is the LPT for blah? And I was like, I don't know what that means. Maybe if I click the question, someone will explain it in the thread. And no one explained it because people are stupid. But then I realized, like, this happens to me all the time, where there's, like, an acronym or slang, and it's as if everyone knows it but me, you know? And I was thinking, that is that really a true, or is it just everyone's pretending to know it, and, like, you know, they're just playing it like they're cool and they know what things mean all the time. Has that ever happened to you?
So... That's what I do. When I hear an acronym that I don't know, I never ask what it means, usually.
Like, ever? Like, yeah. It's just your rule?
Like, oh, yeah, LTP, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I LTP all the time. Those. I love it.
My favorite thing. I love it. It happens a lot in, like, work scenarios. Like, a lot of jobs I've had have had acronyms and slang for stuff. And you just kind of learn what they are as you go through context clues. But no one ever asks what they are in the beginning. They're just like, oh, yeah, that? Mm-hmm, that's whatever. Don't worry about it.
It's like it's actually like rampant in IT work. There's so many acronyms. And I don't think anyone actually knows what they mean. Like, do you know what HTTP means? That one's easy, actually. But
isn't that like text protocol or something?
Hypertext Transport Protocol, I think. Yeah, but there are some other ones.
A good example.
Like DHCP. No one knows what that means.
I have no idea what that means. I'm assuming it ends with protocol, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like IT, like tech is like rampant with this stuff, though. Like words that no one knows.
Yeah, like I'll understand what it does, but not what the acronym is.
Yeah. Why do people do that? I don't get it.
I don't like to ask because I want to be the cool guy that knows things.
Sure, but... My question is, do you think, like, everyone wants to be the cool guy that knows things? And, like, a lot of people are secretly just playing along just like you are?
I'm not sure.
I mean, right now, we have two for two. We're both admitting that we don't know what these acronyms mean. And
I usually assume that everyone actually does know. That's why I feel the shame and not
knowing.
That's
what I assume, too. And maybe that's why... Everyone doesn't say it because everyone is assuming everyone knows but them. And so, like, well, I can't ask. Right? You know? Like, oh, yeah, that. Oh, everyone knows what that is but me, so I better play it cool. I'm cool. Yeah, I know what LHSLOME stands for. Sure. Everybody knows that. And they're like, well, what does it stand for? Like, oh, I know it. Don't worry. We're cool.
Yeah.
We're cool.
The logic is, you know, if there were several people who didn't know what this means, someone would ask.
Yes, you would think there would be, but no one does. But the interesting thing is there's all these acronyms. You'd think at one point in history of you at a company or in an environment with people using acronyms, someone would say the full name of the acronym, or at least part of the name of the acronym. You know what I mean? But they don't. They never do. They always just use the acronym.
Yeah, right? Once there's an acronym, you can't use the full name anymore.
They're, like, not allowed. Like, it's painful to be like, oh, yeah. They have to use the acronym. And the reason they have to use their acronym, my theory, is because they don't actually know what the acronym stands for. Or whatever the slang actually means. That is what I've decided today.
So next time someone uses an acronym, I'm just going to be like, you don't know what that means.
Just be like, what does that mean? You don't even have to say you don't know. You could just challenge them.
Yeah.
Just go, what's that? What's that mean? What is that? What?
What was that smart guy? What was that LTP? You don't know
what that means. What does that mean? You don't know. What is that? Explain that to me. Or you could like, I think a good strategy for that would be like, play dumb, like, you literally don't. I mean, I know you know what it means, like, context-wise, but, like, literally have never heard that before in your life. Like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm new here. I don't know what any of this stuff means. What is that? And then they explain it, but, like, without actually saying what the acronym stands for. You know, like, oh, that's the protocol for blah, 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 blah. And you're like, oh, no, I get that. What does it mean? Like, what is the word? What do the letters stand for?
I feel like the problem with that, though, is then they'll just happen to know that time. And then you're like, yeah, I knew that. But like,
you're like, oh, right, sure.
Yeah.
And then it will be revealed that everyone actually knows this but you.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't know the LTP stands for lagless transfer protocol? You idiot.
Yeah,
you're fired immediately.
You can't be like,
yeah. You're like, oh, look at this guy. Doesn't know the acronym for that. Ha, 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 ha. And then they just start using acronyms all over the place. They just invent new ones to mess with you.
Yeah. They try to test you. They're like, sometimes they'll throw in fake ones that are actually fake.
Yes. That's a good idea. No, you should start doing that.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. That's how you do it. Boom. We solved it. No. Because when they start using acronyms and you're like, okay, I know what this means, but they're using this acronym a lot. You counter with your own invented acronym that you just make up on the spot. And you're like, well, what about the BVS protocol? And they're like, what? And you're like, the BVS. Like, what about that? What do we do about that?
And then they're like, oh, yeah, the BVS. And then you caught them.
And then they're like, well, how is that going to affect us? And you're like, oh, I don't know. You're the BVS guy here. Like, you know, that's it. That's in your wheelhouse. I just know it through kind of outside. You would know more than I.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh no! Like, how do you reply to that? I don't know. Interesting. We've caught them. We've caught them red-handed. All right. You want to get into some Reddit?
Let's do it.
Some Reddit questions. My browser just crashed as I looked. Okay, so this isn't a Reddit question, but I think we should open with this one since we've
browser crash.
Browser crash.
Critical hit. Sorry.
All right, sorry. It's fine. I like the morning talk show sound effects. I can't talk right now. Tongue tied.
I'm maximum sorry. Stutter.
What are we doing?
I don't know. What a weird episode.
Yeah, because all our other episodes completely normal.
Yeah.
This question comes from Yahoo Answers.
Okay.
Are you difficult to get along with?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I'm really difficult to get along with, I feel like.
All right. So, wait. Let me change.
Let's dive into this one.
Let me change my answer a little bit.
Okay.
So, I don't think I'm difficult to get along with.
Okay.
But I don't get along with many people.
Yes. Oh, that's my answer too. Kind of like the evidence. We're on the same page.
Yeah. Like, there's empirical evidence that I don't get along with people because there aren't many people that I do get along with. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I am easy to get along with.
Okay, yeah, I have to change my answer now, too. Because I think I am easy to get along with. I'm, like, nice, and I'm, like, a, you know, upbeat person, generally.
Yeah, if someone I'm not talks judgmental. To me, I treat people with respect.
Yeah, I'm not going to be mean to anyone if they talk to me. But I don't get along with many people. Like,
yeah.
Like people that should be easy to get along with, I don't get along with those people. I feel like I have friends only because they are an exception to that rule. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's the only reason that I, like, have friends is because there's some people that break the rule of the fact that I don't get along with a lot of people. I mean, I don't really know why that is. But it is. I've explained it to my wife in the following way. I have very high standards for human interaction. And, like, I don't know if that sounds really douchey, and it probably does, but I can't help it. It's just true. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
I don't have... All right, so I wouldn't say I have high standards, but I don't like common interactions.
Maybe high is the wrong
Yeah, word. Like, stuff has to be a little...
Interesting.
A little interesting.
Maybe, yeah, I think high standards is the wrong word, because that sounds like, I only like people that are, like, really smart and, like,
yeah, when
really
in actuality, I hate cool. a lot of smart people.
Like, yeah. I think maybe it's more of, like, maybe I, like, have standards for compatibility, like, with, like, being interacting with me, you have to be compatible enough to carry an interesting conversation, and my standards for that are not necessarily high, but, like, different from an average person, you would say. So a lot of times when I'll talk to someone, and they'll talk to me, and this isn't work related or anything like that. This like would be a purely social interaction, right?
Yeah.
I'll be like, "This is the most boring conversation I've ever had. I want to get out of this conversation immediately."
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What's the worst is like you kind of feel like the other person feels it too, and they're just kind of suffering through.
Yes, you but you and can't them. Say that.
Yeah.
Because that's rude. So I give people the time of day. I'm not a rude person. But at the same time, it's like a lot of times it's like, I don't know. It's a weird thing that's kind of haunted me my whole life.
That sounds so sad.
It does. That being said, when I click with someone, it's instantaneous.
Yeah.
And it's very, I don't know, it's very natural. I don't have to expend a lot of energy when I find someone that I'm compatible with or that I... you know, get along with. But it's not something that, like, just develops. Like, that person I don't really get along with, but if I spent more time with them, I'd get along with them. No, like, no, that doesn't happen. It's, like, either yes or no. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Norm For MacDonald me, anyway. Actually tells a really good joke about this exact kind of thing. He says that, you know, some guys have gaydar, where they instantly know whether another man is gay or not.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, whether or not you think that's true doesn't matter. Yeah. But for the purpose of Norm's joke, he says he has the same thing with people that he gets along with that he thinks are interesting.
Yeah.
He just knows instantly.
Yeah.
Instantly when he's on someone else's level.
Yeah. Like, you just know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Because it's like, it's just like, okay, I'm talking to this person. Yep, I get along with this person. And then I'm talking to this person. Like, nope, never going to get along with this person ever. Like, this is a net. This relationship is going absolutely nowhere. I'm done. But most of the time, it's the second one, you know, for me. So I guess it's not me that's difficult to get along with, because outwardly I seem very fine to get along with. But to me, consider someone else I'm getting along with them is like, I don't know. Rare. Not super common. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird how that works.
It's hard to explain. I don't think a lot of people are like that, but maybe they are.
I think you are like that. I think I'm like that. And maybe we're like that for the same reason. I don't know. Maybe that's why we get along. Did I just blow your mind?
That's like the sound for that is like the church, like, sound. On the soundboard, that's what sound made.
But that would make sense, right? Yeah. We get along because we're both people that don't get along a lot with other people.
See, now I don't want to say I don't get along with people, though.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean it like that.
No,
I meant like, we get along with each other because there's not a lot of people that we consider that really click. You know what I mean? So it's like we're a subset.
Yeah. I can't really quantify what that subset is, but it is one.
Maybe there's a lot of us out there, and maybe that's why there's all these people.
I have seen no evidence to indicate that there are a lot of us out there.
I think there are a lot of us. I think we're out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just think about all the people out there that are sad and lonely. Right? They're all in our wheelhouse. They're all looking for that person they're compatible with. To, like, have a good friend, you know?
That's
like,
true.
Oh, that's a good friend. Friendships are hard these days. We're getting deep in this episode.
Yeah, friendships are hard.
As an adult, it's very hard to have friends. And the reason, I think, is because everything's very superficial when you're an adult. And I've been thinking about this a lot as I near the age of 30. I always near the age of 30. I always talk about nearing the age of 30. But I've been thinking about this a lot nearing the age of 30. I have a bunch of people I'd consider acquaintances. Because you, like, meet them through mutual interest, or you meet them through work, mm-hmm. or something, and you can get along with them okay. But, like, there's nothing else there. It's just like, okay, hi, Fred, how's it going? Yeah, I'm going fine. I bought a house. Like, oh, congrats. All right, great, bye. You know, like, that's it. But then you have people that you click with and you're friendly with, but it's really hard to find those people because it's very random, you know? Like, you could do a million things and not find anyone like that, because if you don't click with them, if you're not compatible with them, you're not. It's just, that's how it is, you know?
Yeah.
But you find a million acquaintances because you meet people all the time, because you work and you do things, you know? But that doesn't necessarily mean, oh, you're going to have a lot of friends. At least it doesn't mean that for me.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. And that's where I think, like, my weird standards come in. Because I'll be like, I could go out and be like, oh, I met 30 people today. Oh, did you make any friends? Nope. They're not interesting to me, you know? But, you know, it is what it is. I had another point that I wanted to make quickly.
No, it's okay. It's an really interesting subject.
I'm really
delving into this. To me, at least.
You can chime in if you want. I've just been ruminating on this as I age. I feel like I measure, like, friend compatibility now. Like what you said with Norm MacDonald or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, instantaneously, like, I'll meet someone and I'll be like, oh, you're friend material. Or I'll be like, oh, you're not friend material. Like, instantaneously, I'll just know. I'm just like, yep. And then, like, you know, you kind of, you're like, okay, now, if I talk to this person, then I'll actually find out for sure, mm-hmm. like, extended or whatever. But it's hard to do because, you know, like you said, you don't know how many people out there have the same issue as you do. This is a weird thing to talk about, but it's true.
Mm. Are you ever wrong? Have you ever found that, like, your friend it went off, like, you got a uh-huh. you got a pretty strong what do they call the radar
hit.
Blip. You got strong a pretty
hit.
Strong blip on your radar.
Yeah.
It ever turned out that was just some flack.
I don't know if I've ever been wrong. Have you?
I think so.
Friendar. I love this the term we've used. Friendar.
You got a blip on the friendar.
I think I have been not wrong, but okay, this is such a depressing
weird
topic to talk about. I've had a blip, and it's like, oh, this person and I get along. The issue is, here's the thing with friends, right? It's got to be like a mutual thing. Like, I want to be your friend, and you want to be my friend.
Right.
And if neither of us have time, if one of us doesn't have time to pursue friendship, then that's the end. You can still get along great, but friend is like another level after that, you know what
yeah.
I mean? You don't instantly mm-hmm. become friends with someone. You can get along, but you have to, like talk to them and, like, do stuff with them to be their friend, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that I've got a hit before, and it's like, oh, let's be friends. Not literally let's be friends, because that would be a really lame thing to say. But, you know, like, oh, I'm going to try to be this person's friend. And they're clearly not interested in having any more friends in this part of their life.
See,
or whatever.
You got to take them aside and be like, listen, I got a blip on my friendar. That doesn't happen very often.
And then you show them your friendar. You're like,
take it out of your pocket.
And it looks like the motion detector from Alien or whatever. And you're like, see, you're hitting it pretty hard here. And I think we're real compatible.
It's going
being
off
friends.
Like, wee, wee.
Wee, wee, wee. So let's grab a beer sometime, friendo, and do this. But yeah, I just think some people, you know, they might have enough friends, or they might not be looking for friends, or they might be very introverted and they don't, like, care about that friends at that point in their life. I don't know. You know? So I think I've hit that before, but I don't think I was wrong about getting along, because, like, once you know you get along with someone, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm usually not wrong.
The other thing about friendships, and I feel like this is a very, and I'm sorry we're talking about friendships so much. This is a very bad thing that we do as a society that is really stupid. And it's we try to make friends with people that share similar or exact interests with us. Mm-hmm. And to me, that has been the most useless metric of friendships I have ever experienced in my entire life.
Yeah, that's not a good one.
Like, especially because I'm kind of a nerd. I kind of, you know, I delve to the nerdy. I shift to the nerdy side of the spectrum.
Yeah.
And I get along with very few people in the you know, traditional geek communities.
Yeah.
Like, very, very few. I can count on, like, one hand the number of friends I have from that.
It's crazy, like
how
many interests you can share with someone, but then you meet them, no,
like we like all the same things, and then you talk to them, you're like, oh, this person, we're gonna get along great, we like all these things the same, and then you talk to them, you're like, there's nothing, like like this does nothing for me, you know? It's crazy. I don't know. It's weird. Like, I noticed it first. I didn't put two and two together till recently. But I noticed it first in college. I went to, like, a tech college, so it's, like, a lot of nerds.
Yeah.
And they had, like, a big, you know, gaming, fantasy, sci-fi nerd, like, club thing.
Right.
And I was friends with maybe one person there. The rest of the people, the really good friends that I made in college, one of them did not play video games at all. And we became friends because we both like really weird music mm-hmm. that I don't even consider as a strong hobby of mine. And then the other one, we became didn't like anything nerdy except like weird political like theory and shit, and we became friends that way. So it's like interests that like I do not define myself on in any way are the those are the people that I like grew attached to in college.
Those peoples are maybe more interesting than, I mean, if they know something that you don't know, they have something they
can... Yeah, exactly.
They can teach you.
But, yeah, but, you know, when you go into in environments like that, you expect to be like, oh, the guy that really likes Metal Gear Solid, and the guy that really likes Star Wars, and the guy that really likes, you know, whatever other nerdy shit you like.
Yeah.
You're like, that's gonna be my best friend. It's like, no. Like, for me, like, I have nothing in common with that guy outside of the interests we share.
I think learning about why people like stuff is really cool. And
yeah, I agree.
In the gaming community, there's a lot of like stuff that you might call objective opinions. Like, this movie sucks. This game is good. This game sucks.
Yeah, and it's just like, that's it. That's how it is.
Yeah, and people don't really accept it if you like a game. Like, for example, I don't know. Some game.
Silent Hill or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
But no, like, yeah, like figuring out why someone likes something, that's a lot more interesting than a blanket, I like blank.
Yeah.
You know, or if they hate something that you like, figuring out why they hate it, like, that's an interesting conversation. Like, I want to have that conversation with people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care about, like, hey, I like Star Wars, you like Star Wars, cool. Like, no. Like, why do you like it? I hate
Star Wars, like, whoa.
Like, why do you like it, and why do you hate it? Like, exactly. That's a much more interesting conversation for me. So maybe that's me. Maybe I just get along with people that I can talk about the why with, because I like the why a lot.
Yeah, the why is cool.
This is weird. It's a weird conversation. Wow, we're taking too much time on this question. This episode started so funny, and then it got so... I feel like we're on like a Dr.
30 minutes of bathroom, and then suddenly friend talk.
And then we have like a Dr. Phil kind of like life coaching thing going on. What have you done lately that made the world a better place?
Boy. I should be able to answer this real quick, but...
I know. I was setting you up for failure, basically.
So I do a lot of stuff that doesn't make the world worse, ? Like, my actions are pretty good sometimes.
What is that supposed to make me feel better about it? Like, oh, good job. You get an award for that.
Good job. You didn't empty bleach into the grass.
You didn't kill a man today. Well done. we can skip this question.
I haven't done that much.
I have... No, the most I can think of is... When I go to the grocery store, I have reusable bags, but I'm forced to use them by the government, so... So I'm not really doing that. But I guess that's good.
I recycle most of my cans, except
I recycle. Yeah. There we go. Is that good? Is that something that's good? Is that good?
Yeah, I mean, like, the very few cans that you use do not... They pale in comparison to, like, industrial waste. Like, you're really not making any...
But whatever. All right, we recycle. That's our answer. We recycle. Yeah. Good work. Virtual high five.
Oh, no. Here, I eat out a lot.
You got one?
I'm keeping the food economy good. I'm keeping restaurants open. And I don't eat at chain restaurants because they're bad.
Okay. If you can consider that good, sure.
It is good.
All right. Well, I did a good thing today by eating out today.
Yes.
Woohoo.
You did.
What are some terrible names for twins? Just real quick.
Ernie and Bert.
Bert and Ernie. That's great. Perfect. Done. What are some mental games or exercises you can do while sitting quietly?
These are single player games.
I don't know. It just says, what are some mental games you could do while sitting quietly? Mental games, like in your brain. Like you're just playing a game in your brain while you are sitting somewhere. Obviously not on the toilet because everyone uses their phone now. Wow, this is an interesting segue I just thought of.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I don't play that many brain games because I have a phone.
You know what I just realized?
Hmm.
When I was a kid, I would spend a lot of time just thinking about stuff. Like when I didn't have anything to do, I'd just be like thinking.
Yeah,
I don't really do that as much anymore because you have a phone, you know?
Yeah.
Like meditating. Not like all meditating, but like just thinking, you know?
Yeah, it's like when I have some downtime, I go live in the phone world for a little bit.
Yeah, the phone world. We all do. We all live in the phone world. Maybe we should take more break, like mental breaks, and just think about stuff.
Or maybe the phone world is really cool, actually. Like, maybe it's
shut up about the phone world. I think it's healthy to think and not phone for sometimes.
I do too, but the phone world is cool, you must admit.
Shut up about the phone world.
It's awesome. I love it.
You're the worst. You're the reason the phone world exists, damn it.
I can play games with people all over the world on my phone. It's amazing.
Being a devil's advocate right now. Do you play mobile games on your phone?
Yeah, Mafia.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best phone game ever.
It is a good phone game.
Yeah.
All right, that's kind of a mental exercise, I guess.
Yeah.
That's true. You got stabbed and are leaning on a wall as you bleed to death. What would you write and draw with your blood?
I would.
So we got like a Da Vinci code kind of situation going on here.
Oh, all right. So yeah, you just gave me some inspiration. You could make this into like a national story. You could write like codes on the wall.
Yes. So even if you got killed by like a mugger or something stupid.
Yeah, it's not a very glamorous death.
You're like, I don't care. I'm going to be legendary. Right?
Yeah.
So what do you do?
I was thinking like digits of pi or like some math thing or like...
I mean, digits of pi is so cliche.
That's right.
I was thinking maybe a symbol that you know and then some numbers. Yeah.
How about the Exxon Mobil sign and then like some dates.
Some dates.
Yeah.
And then like one word.
Yeah.
Like a person's name or something.
Yeah. And something ominous, like catastrophe or...
Steven. And then, like... oil. I don't know. I just thought of the Exxon thing. No, Steve... No, Steven isn't a good blood writing name.
No, I wouldn't write Steven.
What would be a good blood writing name? See, this is hard to do. I feel like as I'm dying, this would be even harder.
Yeah, it's hard to focus, I guess.
Adrian.
Adrian's good.
That's a good blood writing name. And then what would your vague other word be? Catastrophe's too long. You gotta write this in blood.
The red something.
Eclipse.
Eclipse.
Eclipse. Adrian, the red eclipse. Exxon sign, and then like 7, 5, 9, Adrian the Red Eclipse. Boom.
Perfect.
Right?
Yeah.
And then people would be like, what the fuck does that mean?
They'd speculated about it like for decades, and there'd be a movie with Brad Pitt and who's the other guy in 7?
Morgan Freeman?
Yeah, Morgan Freeman. Yeah.
So, Exxon sign, 759, Adrian the Red Eclipse.
The Red Eclipse.
Yeah, that's it. I like it. That's good. That's real good. Because that sounds like the beginning of...
Do you think
like
that's ever happened? So there's people like the Zodiac Killer, right? That I don't think he ever got caught.
He didn't. Yeah.
Maybe there's just people that like got mugged.
Do that for fun.
And they were like, you know what? I'm dying. I could be a Zodiac Killer victim if I wanted to right now. Like, I could do it. Like, all I gotta do is write this lame stuff out.
I just have to say that's really morbid, but also really funny. Like, I feel like people have to have done that, right? Like,
just play a joke with your death. It'd be funny.
I feel like that has had to have happened.
Yeah.
Right? I would totally do that.
Same. Think
I
about
feel like
it.
That like, has to have happened.
The Zodiac Killer, he was all over the news. Everybody knew about him.
Everyone wants a piece of that pie.
Yeah.
That fame, right?
And, like, So you're sitting on a bench at night waiting for the bus. You're reading the paper. Zodiac Killer's in the paper. It tells you what he does.
Mm-hmm. It's right there.
So then a mugger comes up, and he's going to stab you. And then you're like, oh, no. What should I do?
I'm done.
And then you've got your paper with you, and it's going to inspire you to be like, you know what? I'm going down as a Zodiac Killer victim. That's what I'm going to do.
So you draw the little Zodiac thing.
Yeah, I don't know what he did.
Yeah, but he has a little Zodiac symbol.
Yeah, like you draw that.
Cross eye thing.
And then you like
write a note.
Maybe like circle letters in the paper that you have.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
You put your bloody finger on like letters.
Yeah. You gotta spell like, something out.
Yeah. Like help. I don't know, something.
No, something like Gemini, have, like, 5.
Gemini 5. Gemini yeah. 5, and then you spell like Venice or something, like a yeah. place. Why haven't more dead people done this?
Yeah.
I don't understand why all the dead people don't do this. Like, we should just... people just do this.
They should do this like, all the time.
You're dying. Have a little fun with it, you know? Like, have some fun with your death, you know? And it's like the gift that keeps on giving, because all the people that read the news are like inspired, like, oh, what does that mean? You know? Yeah. And it doesn't even matter. It's fake. It's like exciting. It's like, oh, this is so cool. Something. He's trying to tell us something. It's like, you know, a movie or whatever, right? You know?
Yeah, that's yeah, great. You know what? That's a movie. That needs to be a movie. There's this fake serial killer that doesn't actually exist.
And everyone just dies and they like make yes. fake things up or whatever. And so like the final reveal is that it's just like made up. It's all been made up.
Maybe so. You can leave it open to interpretation, but this movie I'm imagining has like mm-hmm. stars only comedians. And
okay.
The so comedians like, all like die.
Norm
in funny
Macdonald
ways.
And Louis C.K.
Yeah, Sarah like... Silverman's in there.
sure. Why not? She's the killer. No.
Yeah, you could probably get her for pretty cheap these days.
Oh, I like this fake movie.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why people don't do this more.
Maybe they do.
It's weird. I don't know. Maybe they do, and we don't. I feel like we'd hear about it more. But anyway, we're getting to the near the end. You want to do the trivia now?
Time for trivia?
All right, let's do it. We should do a sound effect for this.
Trivia time.
Trivia. Ba-ding! Yeah. Sorry.
Thank you for that.
Go ahead. You're welcome.
So you will choose between 30-second Google, 10-second Bing, 5-second Yahoo, 40-second Ask, Monty Hall, 50-50... Phone
there's so
of
many
friend,
options.
Rhyme of time.
Good lord, there's a million options. Yeah. Did we add more options or something?
We added ask, but I think we've said this like every week for like almost a year now.
Quiet down. Okay. I'm going to do ask. 40-second okay. ask. I'm going to do Monty Hall it, and then I'm going to do phone friend.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
First question, shit. Bird trivia.
Bird's the word. Bird's the word. Bird. All right, go ahead.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The female blank bird destroys okay. eggs in other birds' nests and replaces them with her own. The eggs are instinctively cared for by the mother of the destroyed eggs.
Horrible.
That's pretty awesome, actually. You get someone else to take care of your baby birds.
I was going to make a really off-color joke there. But
maybe you shouldn't.
I'm going to leave it.
Did it maybe have to do with maybe a similar behaviors in humans?
No.
Okay. Is it?
You know me too well. It's as if we click on like a level, on a friendship level. Anyway, go ahead.
Is it A, the Mexican imperial woodpecker?
Mm-hmm.
B, the cuckoo?
Okay.
C, the chickadee turkey hen? Or D, the kiwi bird?
Oh, God, I don't know the answer to this. I've heard of this foot before. I just have no idea what the hell bird it was.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my 40-second ask.
Okay.
So, bird that steals eggs and puts their own eggs in the nest, right? Yeah,
breaks eggs, puts their own in the nest.
Puts their own. Okay, I'm ready whenever you're
ready. Ready. 3, 2, 1, begin.
Bird, oh, shit, ask, what are you doing to me? Bird that steals, that breaks eggs and puts their own in nest. Come on, ask. Come on, ask.
Wow, like 40 seconds is such a long time. It's amazing.
Okay, I think it's the cuckoo. Okay. Or cuckoo, whatever that
is. I don't know how to say that word.
I'm going to go with cuckoo or whatever the hell it's called. Final answer.
B is correct.
Sweet. Man, that's messed up, cuckoo. Or cuckoo.
I think it's kind of cool.
Cuckoo. It's cool.
It's kind of a jerk move, but it's cool.
Kind of a jerk move? Yeah,
it's actually maybe the jerkest
thing. Little bit of a jerk move. I'm going to have a kid, and I'm going to pretend it's yours.
Because I have to. You're taking advantage of my biological instincts. I don't
really feel like taking care of a child right now.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, next question.
Next category is fish.
I love fish.
Me too. The Chilean sea bass originally went by what less appetizing name? Is it A, the Patagonian toothfish? Is it B, the snarl-tooth snapper? Is it C, the Pacific sucker mouth? Or is it D, the Atlantic snaggle-tooth cod?
Are these all real fish? I hope they
only
are.
One of them's real.
Damn it! You made up the rest. Damn it! Oh, I love them all though. What was? So we have
Patagonian toothfish.
The toothfish. Toothy. Sure.
The snarl tooth snapper.
Oh, so we have snarl tooth and snaggle toothed.
Yeah. There's the Atlantic snaggle tooth cod. And then there's the Pacific sucker mouth.
And then there's the snarl tooth snapper.
Yes. And the Patagonian toothfish.
And the sucker mouth. Sucker mouth. I don't think sucker mouth is real. I think that one sounds too fake. What was that one called again? The what? Sucker mouth?
Pacific sucker mouth?
Pacific sucker mouth. Mm-hmm. I think that's fake. That doesn't sound real. So I'm going to lock. I'm going to use my Monty Hall.
Okay.
I'm going to lock in Pacific sucker
mouth. Sucker mouth?
Yeah.
Okay, it is either the Patagonian toothfish or the Pacific sucker mouth.
Okay. I was kind of leaning towards Patagonian toothfish, so I'm going to go with Patagonian toothfish. Final answer.
A is correct.
Yeah! The toothfish.
There is a real sucker mouth. It's just not a Pacific sucker mouth.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So that is a real... Oh, wow, that's funny.
I added Pacific.
I got lucky, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I thought no fish would be called the sucker mouth. That's a weird name. But I was wrong. All right. What else you got?
Last question is music trivia.
I love music trivia. And trivia. Music and trivia. And music trivia.
Stairway to Heaven, a song by the English rock band Led Zeppelin, was released on which of their albums?
I don't know the answer to this one.
Is it A, Led Zeppelin 4?
It's 4.
Okay.
Final answer.
You're correct.
Where did you get this question
on from? On the music trivia website.
Easymusictrivia.com or
trivia.fyi.
Like what were your other album titles?
Houses of the Holy, Led Zeppelin 3, and Physical Graffiti.
Hmm. I was hoping you'd like make up really funny ones.
I was going to, but you like, you know all their albums.
Yeah, but I would have known this question anyway. Like you could have just gone funny with it, like Petrol Bomb and Led Zeppelin 13 and Electric Boogaloo. I don't know. Those are my album titles I just made up.
Flies Like a Led Zeppelin by Led Zeppelin. That's the classic.
That's their first album.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The no one knows about it, but it was kind of an under the radar record.
Yeah.
That only us enthusiasts know about.
Yeah. That's before Jimmy joined.
Yes. It was just Robert Plant and John Bonham, the drummer. And it was just drums and vocals. And that was the entire band.
They had a different guitarist, but he was real bad. No one knows his name.
he can only play C chord.
Yes.
Oh, this is the best fake rock band. Would you listen to a band that just had a drummer and a vocalist and a guitarist that could only play one chord?
I would pay $10 to see them at a bar.
That'd be like awful. I would see them too.
I mean, if it was that drummer and that vocalist.
That's true. You're right. I mean, you're not wrong.
I bet you they could pull it off.
I could pull it off.
Just like a cappella with drums or some weird.
Sure, sure.
Weirdness yeah. like that.
Sure. We got that. All right. Do we have any final questions before we wrap up today's episode?
I didn't have any questions.
This episode's been long.
Yeah.
We already did the stabbing bleed to death thing. Oh, here's a good one, real quick. What are some everyday tasks you think would make great competitive sports?
Typing.
Typing, that is a good one. Like, speed, right?
Yeah, speed, and maybe speed accuracy plays accuracy. Into it too somehow.
It'd probably be like a 50, like you would have to, like you'd take some points off speed for every accuracy, like, issue you hit, you know what I mean?
And maybe there's like a freestyle typing competition where you do tricks. Wow. You do like the knuckle roller and the pinky jammer.
So are there like judges in this thing?
Yeah, there's like six heats and it's like skateboarding.
Heats?
Yeah.
Heats. Okay.
You remember like Tony Hawk's like, Pro Skater?
Yeah, it's like yeah, sure. Yeah. I don't think they call them heats, but
they
gotcha.
Do. It's so you do six heats, and they take your two best scores, and that's your final score.
So they're looking for technique, form, and creativity.
Yeah, and right? Extravagance,
and like X factor, like yeah. that. You know, je ne sais quoi.
Kind story.
Story. Maybe you type like a novel, like a short story.
No, like you're telling a story with your movements.
Oh, I thought
like
you meant
like interpretive dance typing.
I thought you meant like you're typing a story.
No.
You're telling a story with your fingers.
Yeah.
Like do do do. You can do it to music like ice skating?
Yeah, you choose a song like ice skating.
So maybe you can type like with the rhythm?
Oh yeah.
And if you're really fancy, you could use like other parts of your body. You know, like your toes, your elbows, your nose, and that kind of thing.
You could use your face even.
Yeah. That's what I just said, your nose.
Oh, yeah.
Or like your eyeball or something.
I mean, I was imagining just like slamming your face on the typewriter.
But what if like, but you can't like, you have to write real words though. You know.
Maybe if you're really good, you can by doing that with your face.
You like can hit your face just in the right spot to type like.
This is a weird tangent, but there's a documentary I think called Baraka where there's this what is it called? Like performance art piece where a guy like has like a weird like office meltdown or something. And that's the story you're trying to tell, like the disgruntled office worker. And you're like banging your face on the keys and showing like real frustration and
emotion. Yeah. And when you hit the face bang thing, you're spelling out like a really angry word, like I hate this office or something, like in all caps or whatever.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And then the judges are like, wow, that was beautiful. Like, that was well done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was a beautiful form. I like this. This is good. Yeah, typing is a good idea. I don't think any other... I think typing is the most obvious to gamify. What about one that isn't, like, a game at all you can compete in? Cleaning.
That would be really boring.
It might be exciting.
Yeah. I don't know. I think typing's the best one. All right. I think we're out of time on this episode of the Time Bat Show. Is there any final thoughts you want to leave with our listeners before we end the show today? I'm putting you on the spot here.
When it sounds like a movie...
I have no rhyme for you. Go to the juvie.
Don't go to juvie. That's not a good place. Keep it groovy. That's how we do keep it. Keep it groovy.
You're so much better at these than I am. When it sounds like a movie, keep it groovy. That's been episode 86. Of the 86. 40,073 of the Time Bat Show. I'm your host, Time Aces.
And I'm Bat Snacks.
Good night, everyone. Drive safe and keep it groovy.
Happy trails.
Happy trails. Bye.